Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to if Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says the move will create more American jobs. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The mother of a teen involved in last year's school shooting in Madison is dead. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Melissa Rupnow was found dead inside a Janesville home last Friday. Rupnow was the mother of 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who opened fire inside of Abundant Life Christian School last December. A local elected official in Dane County is facing a recall. The DeForest Village Board voted Tuesday to set a September 16th election to recall Village Trustee Bill Landgraf. The recall is over what petitioners have cited as concerning and inappropriate behavior from Landgraf during a debate on fluoridation. And voters in Menominee, Michigan voted in a special election Tuesday to cap the number of marijuana dispensaries in the city. 85% of the voters approved a ballot question which asked voters if the city's marijuana ordinance should cap the number of dispensaries at 9. Only 24% of registered voters participated.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 68.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant, 7:02 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Wendy, you'll be with me in just moments. And yes, we're going to talk about a new product that came out yesterday. That's coming up right around 7:10. Here is Dire Straits on Max FM.
TV.
It's that Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. This is just into the Max FM News Center. A 29-year-old woman is dead in Sauk County after a deer came crashing through her windshield Wednesday night in what appears to be a freak accident. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says just after 8:30 Wednesday night, they responded to a crash on Highway 33 near Highway X in the town of Greenfield. Authorities say a woman was driving west on Highway 33 when the deer was hit by another vehicle going in the opposite direction. The deer came flying through her windshield and went into her vehicle. She was the only person in the vehicle. The woman's car left the road, then hit a house. No one in the home was hurt. The name of the woman who was killed in this accident has not been released. Authorities are reporting she is from the Baraboo area. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
We're coming in hot.
Ooh, coming in real hot.
I'm sweating here.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's hot. Very hot.
It's hotter than a ghost pepper.
It's hotter than the sun.
Ah, it's so hot. Why is it so hot?
What a hot show.
This is not hot.
It's hot.
Hotter than Georgia asshole.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. 7-11 on your Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Yes, it's hot in here. I saw Wendy coming in. She is fanning herself this morning. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, partly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, we do see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with the low of 69. On Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, hot and humid, a high of 91, heat index values of 97 degrees. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly sunny and hot again, high at 91. On Sunday, we're going to see shower and thunderstorm chances, partly sunny, a high of 84. Currently 68 degrees and partly sunny outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Wendy. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave. Phil is running on empty.
I figured as much. I saw you come flying into your seat this morning and I'm like, ooh, she looks a little worn out this morning.
I showered.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that.
I knew the world would appreciate that.
Yes, everyone definitely appreciates that. It's a good thing. And, you know, it's sometimes a nice way to wake up in the morning. I know when I jumped in the shower, I had it on a little extra warm, trying to kind of get my shoulder to be a little bit happier this morning. So
yeah, they worked you pretty hard yesterday.
Yes, they did, and they, with purpose, and I'm glad that they worked me hard. Today is another milestone for, we've been keeping our listeners up to date. As we all remember, beginning of June, I unfortunately was involved in an unfortunate incident and injured.
You fell, Dave.
Yes. Well, yes. And I landed on my shoulder.
You
and
met the ground on not on your terms.
Exactly. And it was not a good meeting. Let's put it that way.
No.
And eventually was diagnosed with a dislocated shoulder. And so far, two surgical procedures in. And now today is the next milestone in our journey with that. I'm going in for an MRI to find out what is next. And I will say I'm not excited about that portion of it because, you know, not a big fan of being in enclosed spaces, and an MRI machine is not exactly something that is the thing I want to be doing this afternoon, but it is necessary in my journey to find out what's next and so that we can move forward and at least have a plan going forward. But yeah, I can say I'm not excited about this portion of it. To be honest with you, that's not really what I want to be doing this afternoon.
Suck it up, Buttercup. You got this.
I know. It's just, I'm not excited about it.
I've had an MRI before and a multi-area one. So I was in there for quite a while. I think you won't be in there nearly as long as I was. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm not excited about that. So if anyone has any great ideas on how to pass that time or has been through it, feel free to text us. Let us know, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Miles. Tap text. Any suggestions on how to deal with that MRI today would be appreciated. Again, not the way I want to spend a Thursday afternoon, but definitely the thing that needs to be done next.
My advice to you is to just move through it. Just let the machine do its thing. Just enjoy being still for a few minutes. I know that's really hard for you to do, but just be still and do some mind things. Play some games in your head. Do those kinds of things. Just, you know, ask yourself crazy questions and come up with weird answers. Talk about or think about what you're going to do tomorrow on the morning show. Just move through it, Dave.
Yes, I know. And so, yeah, we'll see. It's Me sitting still is the other aspect of this that I don't do well with. And so that's the other spot or thing that anyone that knows me knows. I don't do good with sitting still. That's the other part. So, yeah, we'll get through it. I'll let you all know what we find out down the road. We won't have any answers today, tomorrow, or anything like that. So, but
sitting still today leads to moving around later.
Let's hope so. I want to move forward.
Well, it will at some point, yes. One way or another.
It will. I want to get through this and on with some sense of normalcy, as much as normalcy is in our world. Normal is not a thing in our world at all.
So do I.
Yeah, no, I know you do. I know you do. And you've been a pretty good nurse most days. Yeah, I'll have to get that rating out one of these days. I haven't filled out my survey
yet. My Yelp rating is going up or down. I'm not sure which.
We're not sure yet.
I brought you donuts.
Oh, you did? Okay, that helps. Bribes always help.
Actually, my breakfast along with some yogurt today because I was running short on time.
That is not surprising, but speaking of running short on time, our flash sale is happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Good transition, Dave. Yes. I thought you were going to make a short joke about me.
No, okay. I wasn't going to make a short joke that I couldn't see over the monitors. But anyway, speaking of short...
can't see over the microphone.
Yes. We have our flash sale going on over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill today and today only until 9 a.m. Just $12.50. No code required. Limited time offer, limited quantities available. If you want to take advantage of this, get over to MaxFMBigDeals.com now. Add this to your cart. Again, Jay's Pub and Grill, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. It's a great place to go eat. Trust me, been there. I love the food.
They have yummy stuff.
Yes, they do. So, again, that is over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. One thing we're not going to find over at MaxFMBigDeals.com is the Heinz and Smoothie King just debuted a ketchup smoothie. In multiple reports, Wendy, you're actually saying this is good.
I'm not buying it.
Me neither. Literally.
The first line of this says, that sounds like Barf City, and I would totally agree.
I was trying to leave that out this morning. Oh, boy. All right.
Sorry, folks, if you were eating breakfast. I just really don't think this is going to sound good.
No, I don't think so either.
To me, there are certain things that you just don't mix with milk-based products, and that's what I think of when I think of a smoothie, and ketchup is definitely one of those.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with you. And now, they announced it after Smoothie King teased it earlier this week with a post that said, if tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? And Wendy, you kind of hit on this a little bit because I'll let you take this part.
It says it's not just ketchup because that would be gross. The Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie includes strawberries, raspberries, apple juice. The Heinz signature ketchup.
Yeah.
It's sorbet as well.
It's a sea sorbet.
Oh, I see a sorbet. Yeah. I see a sorbet.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. Then, you know, to me, that also is like, you got all that other stuff in there. It's not really a ketchup smoothie.
No.
But, you know, okay, sure. But wow.
Well,
yeah.
And the writer for People magazine described it as sweet and tangy, and they were impressed with how well the savory ketchup blended with those other ingredients. Now, unfortunately, for anyone that wants to try it around here, it's available for a limited time at a bunch of Smoothie King locations, but only 6 major markets across the U.S., Wendy.
Yeah, and not any very close to us. The closest one is Chicago. Other ones are Atlanta, Denver, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, or New York. Dave, let's go to Fort Lauderdale just to go to Smoothie King, okay?
Yeah, that seems like a great...
We don't have any plans this weekend, I don't think, so...
Well, we do now because I decided to... Yeah, I'm going to have a little...
This just in, folks.
I decided I'm going to play work on a little project on the car radio side of things because my car radio is being dumb. So, yeah. Yeah, it decided to be dumb today.
It's hot. Oh, Dave.
I know. I don't know if I'll actually do it this weekend, but I ordered the parts. Yeah, I know.
No.
I know. Come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
If you're going to do that, you can clean the garage.
No, it's hot. I don't want to clean the garage.
But then you're going to sit in the car and work on electrical stuff?
Sure. Turn on the air conditioning and just chill out.
Good Lord.
Speaking of that, do you feel the air conditioning just kick in?
It did. Thank God.
Yeah, see, Wendy is now... I got so many smart comments. I'm going
to
behave.
No, you don't understand because you don't have to dry your hair in the morning.
Well, you know, I had a lot of work to get my hair the way it looks this morning.
I didn't say you didn't, but you don't have to run the hairdryer that blows hot air on you while you're already warm from your shower.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't have to use a hairdryer.
And then when you finally sit down and you're like, oh, and then you feel a sweat drip down your back and you're like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, so, see, yeah, I didn't have to worry about it.
Yesterday I was freezing. Now I'm enjoying that cold air blowing on me. So
I've got so many comments, but I want to survive another day, so I'm going to behave myself. Dave. But maybe you should try Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie. Maybe that'll help you make you feel better.
With all those other fruits, it's a freaking fruit smoothie, Dave.
Yes.
It's not a ketchup smoothie.
No.
It's got ketchup in it. That's
yes, it does. Let text us and let us know your thoughts. Would you try the Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie? Text Wendy and let us know, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Click text, would you try the Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie? Inquiring minds want to know.
That's a hard no.
Yeah, I know it is for you. I'm going to let you know my answer in a few minutes. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here's George Michael, Faith on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. About it.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. 7:27 on your Wednesday morning. As a reminder, we are celebrating our birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 a.m. If you know someone that's celebrating, text those in now, 608-355-9970. You can also text them in via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse, tap text, and send us in those birthdays and anniversaries today or tomorrow, whenever they are, and we'll add them to our calendar as well. As a reminder, we would like people to text in, let us know your thoughts on the Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie. Is that something you would try or not? Inquiring minds want to know. Text us and let us know that. And again, if anyone has any great suggestions on how to get through that MRI today for me, you can text those in as well. 608-355-9970. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAX. FM for 10% off your ride.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's just real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
Back to
back. Some more hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant, 7:38 on Thursday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Partly sunny, a high of 86. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue mostly cloudy with a low of 69. On Friday, slight chance of showers in the morning, and we will see it become hot, humid, and sunny. High of 91. Heat index rose around 97 degrees. Saturday, slight chance showers in the afternoon, mostly sunny, a high of 91. Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue partly sunny with a high of 84. Currently partly cloudy and 68 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo, Wendy.
Yeah, Dave, I see two clouds. So if that's partly cloudy, okay, that works for me.
Yeah, well, if you look behind you, you see a few more clouds too. So that's that whole 360 view.
I see and hear a lot of things, but that doesn't mean I have eyes in the back of my head.
We know you see and hear a lot of things, but some of those we can't talk about on air because those are only in Wendy's head.
No.
Yes.
If it's something I'm seeing there, it's definitely not in my head.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Nice try.
Okay, well, we'll let you think that. We're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays.
Wow.
If you know any local birthday anniversaries you want to celebrate with us, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Today is Thursday, August 7th, and we have Francesca Eastwood, 32. That's Clint Eastwood's daughter. Mike Trout is 34. Angels outfielder. Wendy, who else do you see on our celebrity list today?
Abby Cornish is 43. John Krasinski's love interest on Amazon's Jack Ryan series. Charlize Theron is 50. Cypher on the Fast and Furious movies. Michael Shannon is 51. Obsessive Prohibition officer Nelson Van Alden on Boardwalk Empire. He's also General Zod in Man of Steel and The Flash.
Yes, indeed. We have Raul Mao is 60, Maverick singer. Harold Permusa is 62, Michael on Lost and Link in The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolution. Ramon Estevez, 62, older brother of Charlie Sheen's younger brother, Emilio Estevez, and the star of Dead Zone, in which he was a teenage boy with a camera. And Ramon's dad, Martin Sheen, was one of the stars of the movie, Wendy.
Hot dog. Maggie Wheeler is 64. She's Janice on Friends and Trinette on Archer. David Duchovny is 65. Fox Mulder on The X-Files and Hank Moody in Californication.
We have Bruce Dickinson, 67. Cancer-defeating lead singer for Iron Maiden, whose hits include The Trooper, Run to the Hills, and The Number of the Beast. We also have Wayne Knight is 70 years old. And who do you see wrapping up our celebrity birthdays today, Wendy?
Rodney Cornwell is 75. He's a country singer who had 5 straight number one hits back in 88 and 89, including After All This Time, which earned him a Grammy. And Tobin Bell is 83, Jigsaw in the Saw movies.
So those are all of our celebrity birthdays. Now, we have some local celebrity birthdays today. I'm going to get over to that list right now. We have 3 local birthdays. Wendy, I'll let you take care of Trina.
Trina Schwartz is having a birthday today, so happy birthday, Trina.
We also have Blake Volk celebrating a birthday. If you see Blake out and about, wish him a happy birthday. Then the one and only David Cruz is celebrating a birthday today. We hope.
Go, Dave. It's your birthday.
We hope Dave's having a great birthday today, and I'm sure he's always being on his best behavior as a fellow Dave with his lovely wife,
Daves
Cindy.
As all Daves do, yes. Yes, they are always on their best behavior.
We always are on our best behavior, and I'm sure Dave is as well today. I'm sure he's not celebrating quite yet this morning. It's
you
a little
never
early.
Know.
You never know. You know, he might be. So, again, happy birthday to Tracy, Blake, and Dave celebrating.
No, Trina, not Trina. Tracy.
I'm sorry, Trina. I looked at my list wrong. Sorry,
clean
Trina.
Your glasses, Dave.
Yes, I do need to. How did you know my glasses are dirty?
Because your glasses are always dirty.
Yeah, I know. I know. I really got to clean them. I sometimes need a keeper.
Sometimes?
Well, you know, I had my whole pit crew the other day on Monday, so.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we
now
still.
I'm going to have to tip them more.
Yes. Well, you know, they had fun, you know.
I think, yes, that was your opinion.
Amanda thought they had fun too, so okay. You know, so oh, how could Amanda and I both be wrong on that one?
The dynamic duo.
Yes, indeed. And as a reminder, if you do have anyone celebrating a birthday anytime in the area, you can text us anytime to us, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. It is time for Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
It is time for Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo with the one, the only, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Ben. Happy Thursday. How are you doing today, buddy?
Happy Thursday to you too, Dave. Doing great. Sun is shining.
Yes, indeed it is. And that's just enough about my co-host this morning.
And the sun will be shining on us for a beautiful weekend full of events here in the Baraboo area, Dave.
Most definitely, and our full list of weekend events can be found at baraboo.com, because sometimes we don't always get to all the events that are happening in the area, and so you can always go to baraboo.com to check out the full list of events.
Yes, please do, and as usual in the summertime, we'd like to get started with this week's installment of Concerts on the Square. It'll be that 90s band tonight on the courthouse lawn at 7 p.m. And who doesn't love some 90s music, Dave?
Exactly. A little Vanilla Ice, maybe. You never know.
I want to see you dancing out there tonight, Dave.
Well, you know, I've got a pretty good version of Vanilla Ice. Wendy can attest to this. She was witness to this more than once. And I can see her laughing across the table, shaking her head. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but yeah. That 90s band, it's going to be great.
All right, everyone out there, all the listeners, you gotta be there now if we're going to see Dave do some Vanilla Ice.
I'm not going on stage, though. Let's make all that one clear.
Fair enough. So that's the big one for tonight. Now, we've also got a full calendar on Friday. They've got Music in the Park coming up at Mirror Lake State Park. The artist is BAM, and speaking of Concerts on the Square, we saw BAM earlier in the season. They're going to perform at 7 p.m., and of course, that's a free show in the amphitheater, but you do need your state park pass to enter Mirror Lake.
But hey, you get to a free concert at Mirror Lake. That's a pretty good deal, Ben.
Yeah, right. It works for me. We've got some live music for you. We've got Backstage Pass performing at Balanced Rock Winery tomorrow night from 6 until 8:30. And then, if you like the Beatles, Dave.
Yes, Ben.
The Liverpool Legends are performing. Legacy Dinner Theater Friday. They've got actually a 2:30 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show Friday. So a couple of options to enjoy this tribute to the Beatles.
And if you enjoy the Beatles and you don't want to stay up too late, you can go at 2:30 in the afternoon. Hey, that's great.
Right after your spot of tea.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Saturday, we got a big one, Dave. I'm sure you've been talking about this one.
Yes, this is
Old
huge.
Old-fashioned Day returns. And, of course, this event is not about the popular brandy cocktail. This is about the old-fashioned days of Wisconsin. It takes place in downtown Baraboo all day Saturday. And you've got downtown vendors. You've got live music. It's the Made in Baraboo Market's going to be part of it. We got all kinds of fun stuff planned.
And they are auctioning off all that fantastic artwork as well, Ben.
Yes, indeed. From the parade. Help me out here, Dave.
Parade of Wagons. All of those local artists. I think we had 17 of them painted all those wonderful paintings. And the proceeds from that are going to benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
And don't forget the rubber chicken drop.
Yes, I'm excited about that as well. They're not letting you or I drop any chicken, so.
Apparently not. Well, goals. Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year they let us. I think that's a great idea. We should talk to someone about that. I think you and I would do a great job with that.
What could go wrong?
What's the worst that would happen?
So that's Saturday all day. Now, there's also another big event on Saturday. That's the SJS Corn Fest. Of course, folks know about the SJS Cancer Support Team, and of course, they lost one of their key players. We lost Kevin Shell this year. I'm sure this event will be a tribute to him. That's going to take place from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., out at the fairgrounds. And of course, as you might imagine from the name, the corn feed is a big part of the event, but they've got more to it. They've got a dunk tank, which I was part of last year and am relieved not to be part of this year.
Right.
And also live music and fun events.
And they want to shuck out cancer. Is that goal? That's happening Saturday at Sauk County Fairgrounds. And yeah, we definitely are thinking about Kevin Heavyshell as well as this, as they did lose a wonderful man this year. So definitely miss him being around, that's for sure.
No question. Well, in addition to those two big festivals, we've got some live music to run down for you.
A lot.
Andy Braun will perform at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday from 4 until 6:30. We're also going to have Hawkins and Frisch. They're going to be out at Bronco Billy's Saturday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this is a favorite for a lot of folks. Big band night at the lake out of Devil's Lake. Ooh. They're going to have big band music at the Red Oak Shelter on the south shore at Devil's Lake State Park. That's Saturday at 7 p.m. Now, you do need a sticker there, and they do suggest a $10 donation at the door.
Hey, some great music, a great venue, Ben. We have a few things happening on Sunday as well.
We certainly do. We've got another big fundraiser. This one is benefiting Pathway Home. That's the homeless shelter organization. They've got a new event called Raffle and Rhythm. That's going to take place Sunday afternoon, actually Sunday from 11 to 5, out at Edge of the Dells, north of Wisconsin Dells.
So that'll be a great event and helps support a great cause as well, Ben.
Yeah, I was talking with Michelle Feld about that yesterday. She, of course, works at the Chamber and is also a board member for Pathway Home. She said they've lined up all kinds of great raffle items, and you might be able to walk out of there with a deal. In addition to, they got live music going all day. It'll be a great fundraiser.
It most definitely will, Ben. Anything we're missing?
Just one item of live music Sunday afternoon. Justin Rauterbusch and Ben Olson will perform at Balanced Rock Winery Sunday from 2 until 4:30.
Fantastic. And for the full list of events, because Ben and I may not get to everything, there's other things that happen during the week as well, go to baraboo.com.
And Dave, next week we'll be talking about a big one, the Badger Steam and Gas Show.
Oh, that's a big event. 3 days only. Already thinking
Can't
about
wait.
That. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been out there. So, Ben, you'll be back with us next Thursday to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area.
Can't wait, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You as well. You as well. I'm sure we'll see you out and about at some of these events as well. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesdays, Wing Night Thursdays, and $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:52. Here are the Rolling Stones on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he is directing the Commerce Department to begin work on what he calls a new and highly accurate census. This one would exclude those in the country illegally. The president's new tariffs kicked in at midnight, says ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
After months of pauses and extensions, overnight, President Trump's punishing new tariffs finally snapping into effect. More than 90 countries now facing tariffs ranging from 15% to as high as 41%. While almost all imported goods remain subject to a 10% tariff. Those tariffs will be paid by companies, but economists warn the costs may be passed on to consumers.
The Kremlin says President Trump and President Putin have agreed to a summit, but Putin has not signed off on the idea of letting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky take part as well. There's a briefing about an hour from now on the base of Fort Stewart, Georgia, following the mass shooting yesterday that left five soldiers wounded and a sergeant under arrest. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. An inmate found guilty in connection with the 2024 death of Lincoln Hills Youth Prison Counselor Corey Pruitt will spend 5 years in prison. Ryan Nyblom provided Javarius Hurd with a cup of soapy water, which sparked a chain of events that led to Prue hitting his head on a hard surface. Prue later died at a nearby hospital. Wisconsin lawmakers filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan joined other Midwest lawmakers to submit the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Callahan says Canada needs to face consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. And more than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high